Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism. Support comes from community partners Larson and Miller Injury Law, Commerce Trust Company, and Sunbelt Environmental Services.
My name is Jonathan Bird, and I live in Springfield, Missouri. I'm Black.
And I'm his wife. My name is Grace Bird, and I also live in Springfield, and I am Caucasian or white.
When remember when we were like maybe a year into the marriage, we're living over at Woodgate, and it's an apartment complex, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and my mother and my father raised me with the attitude of, if you're innocent, you have nothing to hide. So I'm half asleep. I hear a banging on the door. I open the door. It's the police outside. And they're saying, hey, we got reports that there was a stolen toolbox and it was in front of your window. Would you let us come in? And I'm half asleep. So again, you know, my initial thing is I have nothing to hide. So I let them in. But that was like the scariest 15 minutes of my life, because I let them in and then I realized there was no reason for them to come in there. You know, I have rights. And the police officer that was going in there, I swear, went through our apartment. It was a one bedroom apartment. He's just going around looking for stuff. Grace, finally, she wakes up, she comes out. And the thing that gets me, he asked me for a picture ID and he runs it. However, when Grace gets up and she comes into the room,
let me get my ID. He's asking for ID. And he's like, oh, no, ma'am, I don't need anything from you.
He just wanted her name. That's all he wanted. And
I remember that.
It was hard because initially it was hard, but then it was also hard because I didn't think, I was like, well, you'll surely see what we see.
And I didn't. I still didn't. I was like, well, what do you mean? There, nothing happened. Like, they came in and nothing happened.
And I was like, they had to verify I was who I said I was, but they took your word that you were who you are.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we've grown from that since then. And, you know, it's not so much of like, hey, I have to explain to you what's going on. You're starting to see and understand. Have you ever experienced a situation where your racial or ethnic identity seemed to contribute to a problem or uncomfortable situation? Tell me about it.
I mean, growing up in Haiti is kind of a unique situation. I think it's very different to the situations that Jonathan has encountered. So I hesitate to even compare it, but I know, like, because of being the only white person in a very remote rural Haitian community, I was definitely singled out. But it was basically like normal kid stuff, you know, like normal bullying stuff. Or you would get the alternative of everybody loving you and everybody wanting to be your friend. I mean, I guess that's the only thing that comes to mind. Or like maybe just people not really wanting us to be together because we're not of the same ethnicity or the same race. I think I, you know, can say, oh, well, you know, I'm obviously not racist. Like I married you, you're Black. Like it's obviously not on my radar. Like I might be one of the less racist people, but I don't think I can honestly say like, oh, well, I'm 100% racist free. I don't think you could even say that as a Black man. Like I think all of us are to some degree subconsciously racist, and that needs to be part of the conversation, like so that we can realize what things are we doing that are not kind, that are not right, that are not just.
It reminds me of like when we were first married and you would say some stuff, and that's the thing, is like I'm trying to remember some of the things you would say, like
we won't speak of them.
No, you said oh yeah, for a Black person, that's actually pretty good, or, you know, something to that effect.
Like, I mean, joking, but, you know, I know you would say like, don't say that in public, but then you would also sometimes say, don't say this in front of.
Yeah. And it's because like, because, you know, I knew what her intent was. So her intent wasn't to harm. So I try to like come back. It's like, this is how you can say it in such a way that it says what you're trying to say without the undertone of, well, you know, Black is not good enough. Communication is like really big because, you know, in order for some of this to heal, I feel like we do need a place where there can be those opportunities to make those mistakes, but then be corrected in a way that will show how it is a mistake or how it is hurtful or how it is hateful.
Again, that was Jonathan and Grace Bird of Springfield. Join us tomorrow at the same time as our Sense of Community series continues here on KSMU. I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by Larson and Miller Injury Law, Commerce Trust Company, and Sunbelt Environmental Services.